I realize that I live in a very different world than somebody who's in very different economic circumstances than I am. So I'm very, very privileged by Muncie standards, and frankly by American standards. And by global standards, I'm super wealthy, you know, privileged and safe, you know. Even though I count as middle class, more or less, here, it's, yeah, I don't fear for my immediate safety. I don't worry about my girls walking the street. I don't get concerned about anything. And yeah, it does seem rather separated between the northern Ball State area, hospital area side, and the former industrial Chevy plant, BorgWarner areas, all the industrial work that's gone. And I'm not blind, so I do see that when I go down that way. And I feel bad for what we've allowed to have happen to these big groups of people. So when I go down there, I'm not resentful of the people for not keeping up their houses. I recognize they don't have any money to do it. And I'm resentful at the bigger geopolitical forces that have put them in that situation where they can't make Muncie as beautiful as it could be. And as it probably once was long before I moved here, you know. But it's, I have to go down there on occasion to do different things, whether it's to go to the main post office down on Memorial, or sometimes I would go on photo expeditions where I would be looking for interesting subjects, and I don't do that as much anymore. I'm just kind of, I find it depressing, you know, to see the demolition of these places and to see the wrecked lives. And I'm very hyper aware when I'm down there of the huge class divide. You know, I don't feel the racial divide, I feel more the class divide. Because if I'm with non-white people who are Ball State professionals, that seems perfectly easy and normal and good. But it's the class and educational differences that are sometimes really acute. And I felt that when I would live in the old part of, when I lived in my old house, I would go to the neighborhood convenience store and I would be with people who were very, very different circumstances than I was. And it's healthy to see it, but I've resented the forces that made that happen and were hurting them, you know, because I feel powerless to do much about it, so.